Question of the day, Tom, 713-572-4610. What's your I remember exactly where I was moment from your childhood? 713-572-4610. As All-Star Game happened last night in Atlanta, or at least the greater Atlanta area out there in Cobb County at Truist Park. Mm-hmm. And as part of the celebration and leaning into the Atlanta of it all, and of course continuing to celebrate the baseball, when was this again? Because I'm trying to remember exactly when it happened in the game or during the course of the game.
It was after it started, wasn't it?
I thought so.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
During the game at some point, mm-hmm. and of course my memory fails me as soon as I need to lean upon it, the MLB and Truist Park, like there, they did this wildly innovative and interesting holographic tribute to the late, great Henry Aaron, man who hit 715 home
Hammer
runs.
And Hank is who you're talking about.
That is what people refer to him as, absolutely. Mama named him Henry. I'm gonna call him Henry. But Henry Aaron. It was gorgeous. It was an absolutely glorious tribute to a man who is an Atlanta Braves legend. A man who is just a baseball legend in general. And baseball usually does such a great job at celebrating its heroes.
Yeah.
And so you seem to go back in that moment.
Yeah,
huh?
I damn near choked up, to be honest, because. This was a time when I was 12 years old. It was 1974, and I remember so many details. I was just almost laughing at it last night as I was watching this. It was a Monday night. I remember the day of the week that it was, because it was kind of like a Monday night football type production that they put in because of him. I don't know if you heard that or not, but it was added. My dad was in his chair, I think drinking a Falstaff. My mom used to knit all the time, so she was on her end of the couch. Knitting something, I was on the floor because I was the remote control. Back then you had human remote controls. I was on the floor laying down on my stomach with my chin in my hand,
messing up your eyesight.
Yes, messing up my, if you stand too close you're gonna get sick. And I was 12 years old. It was just all three of us there. I don't know where my brothers and sisters were. It was just all three of us there in that room, and then Hank Aaron did what everybody was It didn't seem as controversial. You know how it's become like a big controversy now after the fact, you know, that the people were doing death threats and there was a lot of pressure on him and he was losing his hair.
We tend to Disney-ify situations.
In that moment, I just remembered he's going to break Babe's record. There wasn't a lot of talk about that.
I wonder if it was also from like a child's perspective where those things aren't going to stick to you in the same way.
Maybe, but I don't remember that discussion really until years later. But either way, I remember exactly where I was.
You remember seeing them knuckleheads jump on the field?
All of it. The guy running around the bases.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I didn't know it was potentially dangerous. But everybody carrying him and all that stuff. So like childhood, I mean, I could paint the exact picture if I was a painter of what I was doing in that moment. The other one that jumps to mind for me is the Rumble in the Jungle.
That's your guy.
I can tell you, we were sitting on my dad and mom's bed because we were listening to it on the radio. We didn't have the money to go to the closed circuit theater, you know, because that's what you had to do to watch those fights. Mm, back. They didn't have pay-per-view.
Right.
You had to go to a theater.
And which, in a way, was a pay-per-view.
It was, but, I mean, you had to get in your car, go to a theater. There's like three or four of them in the city. And I was just sitting on the bed with Dad, and we're chatting in between rounds about the fight and then getting play-by-play on the radio of the Rumble in the Jungle.
Mm. Do you mind me taking a second to allow people to get mad at me?
Yeah.
You were a little too excited about that. with the Henry Aaron tribute, I thought it was really cool. One thing, though, is like you got a little clip of the Vin Scully call of it. I did not love the way in which they clipped it because you talked about that danger that, you know, Henry felt on the base path.
That's true.
The full call, or they just gave you the What a Marvelous Moment, which, of course, it does sound incredible, especially for the purposes of the clip. I do think it would have been important to play what Vin said in that moment, which is, quote, a black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. Mm-hmm. I do think that looms much larger than just what a marvelous moment gives it the weight of.
Yeah.
And I think that probably would have been worthwhile in that moment.
Yeah. I think what they were doing, though, is Milo was the Braves announcer.
Right.
And they wanted to give him his due, but they had to throw some Vin Scully in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying that it was necessarily nefarious in the way that they spliced it up. I think your logic really holds. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. I feel like that one lands so much stronger, especially as you talked about, it was very easy for a lot of people, even in the moment, probably to not necessarily consider mm-hmm. the gravity of it. And yeah. I thought that Vin Scully, in doing what a great broadcaster often does, gives you not just what's happening, but the context of the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really helps. Anyway, getting back to the general nostalgia, mm-hmm. besides my gripe.
That's the key element.
For me, and where did I write this down? Because, of course, I think you'll love this for a couple of reasons. One, the thing that you'll love it for is 2005?
Mm-hmm.
Just as you, within still not being a full-fledged adult?
Yep.
Does that make you feel old?
No, it does.
Very good. Excellent.
Because I was there. I know where you're going.
Here's another one. I vividly remember, like, no one else in the house, just me in the living room with the big booty TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that point, cost a lot of money, even though.
Had a tube.
That's right. Actually, it was a projector. It was like a projection, okay. back projection or backlit or what have you, watching Vince Young float all over mm-hmm. the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to win the national championship for the University of Texas. At that time, I'm living in the Austin area as well. So, like, you know, you just can't help but, like, be drawn into the excitement of it all. And he looked like a damn superhero. Like, just that game, that's one of the, if not the best baseball games, or baseball, college football games I've ever seen.
And it still ranks up there.
Still. And so, like, I vividly remember we used to have, like, a low marble coffee table
mm-hmm.
that I absolutely shouldn't have because it was not attached. It was just using the weight of being marble. But I'd stand on that at moments and jump off and just, like, I felt myself the energy of the game through the TV in a way as if I was watching it there. And I absolutely was not, but it felt like.
Yeah, mine is not sports related, but it's more pop culture. 1996, when Tupac Shakur died.
Mm.
I remember where I was at. That was kind of like my first major headline, like news break as a kid. Mm-hmm. I forgot how old I was, but I was a kid. I didn't really know what was going on, but I remember that day because I remember sitting by the radio. I remember my dad telling me, Tupac was shot and he's in the hospital and they don't know if he's gonna make it and all this other stuff. So we were sitting by the radio just listening to a hip-hop station at the time, listening for updates, trying to give us updates, and they were playing number Tupac music. And I remember when that news finally came down,
mm-hmm.
it was just like, oh man, I remember my mom being on the phone. She had to call everybody. She was calling everybody to let everybody know.
Dang.
That's the weird part about it, because when you get news like this, you see it on your phone and you might text somebody the article and all that stuff. She was getting on the phone like, hey, did you hear about Tupac?
Mm-hmm.
He died.
Oh, my God.
Are there any news items that reach you to a point where you actually get on the phone? Because there's a couple of things that I recall actually getting on the phone.
Yeah.
Because it's not a lot anymore, but there are some things that I will actually call a certain friend that I know this will also touch and talk about.
The last time that happened to me was when Michael Jackson died.
Kobe.
Kobe's a good one.
Kobe one too. But by that time, I feel like news was spreading so fast anyway with just the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You could just kind of text somebody that. But at the time when Michael Jackson died, I want to say that was 09. I can't remember what year that was. But at that time, people still wasn't as internet savvy.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to call my mom, my dad, and all that stuff. Like, hey, did you hear about Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Yeah.
A number of people coming in with, like, just the tried and true ones that you would expect. Obviously, there's a number of people talking about being in their classrooms when somebody wheeled in a TV or came in mm-hmm. over the announcements to let them know that, you know, the towers had been hit. Which is funny because that one isn't crystal clear for me. The thing that is crystal clear is watching, like, cable news from San Antonio, because we went to SeaWorld, like, pretty soon thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, being in the hotel room and watching coverage of it. Soon thereafter, I'm like, I don't think that was the actual day. I think it was.
You were at a hotel?
Yes.
That's wild.
No,
but not on the day.
Yeah.
I remember that day crystal clear.
Oh, God.
Because I was supposed to be in school, but they messed up my school situation.
Mm-hmm.
They had me going to another school, so I was waiting on the transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was at home when it happened.
Oh, wow.
And I remember we didn't have cable, so I wasn't watching cartoons or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And all the channels were showing this building burning.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't know what was going on. I'm like, why they keep showing
what's
this?
What's going on?
And then my dad came in the room, was like, hey, we under attack.
Yeah.
And I thought he was talking about
like
us.
You. Yeah.
And then he had to explain what was going on.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was glued. And we actually heard the plane that flew that the one that crashed in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Oh no, the one in Pittsburgh. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. We actually heard that plane. I'd never forget because I remember the news saying
you said it was real low, right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember the news saying all planes have been grounded. The flights have been grounded. And then right after that, we heard one so loud to the point we had to look out the window.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I remember that one.
I think that the added level is just we had not been a place where we'd been attacked in very long. So anything that felt like an attack was like, wait a minute, that can happen over here? Obviously, people coming in with O.J. Simpson. There's a shuttle explosion as well. There's a couple, obviously, that depending on your age.
Lopez, where do you remember where you was at when John Lennon died?
Absolutely. I was at A&M.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm always fascinated by that.
I was at A&M, and this was obviously pre-cell phone, or they just had the big brick cell phones like on Wall Street. But it was just more of like a murmur walking to class.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, man, did you hear? And I'm like, what? And so we go in. I actually went to Reed McDonald, the journalism building, and turned on the TV. Well, the TVs were already on and started, you know, watching all that. Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into Around the NFL. We'll do it next.